So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited a Mishnah later that teaches Eiz sheyolda min Rachel, v'Rachel sheyolda min Eiz, p'turim min b'chayra. If a goat gave birth to a sheep, or a sheep gave birth to a goat, the mitzvah b'chayra does not apply. However, the Mishnah there continues. Yesh b'miktza simanim chayef. If the b'chayra has some signs of its mother, the mitzvah does apply. And our Gemara here inquires whether the halacha of miktza simanim chayef applies in the following three cases. Par sheyolda min chamar. If a cow gave birth to a donkey. Perhaps only to the case of Eiz sheyolda min Rachel, v'Rachel sheyolda min Eiz, miktza simanim chayef. Because the mother and the b'chayra also have two other similarities, in that the ha-tahira v'ha-tahira, both Rachel and Eiz are kosher animals, and ha-kedushas ha-guf, v'ha-kedushas ha-guf, a b'chayra both Rachel and Eiz is eligible for a carbon. But in the case of par sheyolda min chamar, miktza simanim pater, because they do not have these two similarities, the ha-tamei v'ha-tahira, ha-kedushas ha-guf, v'ha-kedushas damin. Or perhaps even in the case of Parasha Yolda Min Chamar, Miktza Siman Mechayev, because the mother and Bechar have at least one other similarity, and that Idvi Idi B'nei Miktash B'Bechara, the mitzvah of Bechar applies to both Parah and Chamar. The Gemara then asks about Chamar Sheyolda Min Sus. A donkey gave birth to a horse. Perhaps Chamar Sheyolda Min Sus, Miktza Siman and Pater, because one of them, La B'nei Miktash B'Bechara, the mitzvah of Bechar does not apply to Sus. Or perhaps Chamar Sheyolda Min Sus, Miktza Siman Mechayev, because the mother and Bechar have one similarity, and that the Ha-Min Temehu, V'Ha-Min Temeya, both are non-kosher animals. The Gemara next asks about Par Sheyolda Min Sus, a cow gave birth to a horse. Perhaps Par Sheyolda Min Sus, Miktza Siman Mechayev, because a Parah and Sus do not have any similarities. The Ha-Temeya, V'Ha-Tahira, Ha-La B'nei Miktash B'Bechara, V'Ha B'nei Miktash B'Bechara. Or perhaps even in the case of Parasha Yolda Min Sus, Miktza Siman Mechayev, because Siman and Milsehi, the Siman alone is enough to consider the Bechar the same as its mother. All these questions remain unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlokes in the previous Mishnah regarding Mahem Ba'achila, whether an animal that gave birth to a different type of animal, one is kosher and the other non-kosher, whether the offspring is permitted to be eaten. Acham ruled that it depends. Tamei Hanol Ben Atar, Muta Ba'achila. A non-kosher animal born from a kosher animal is permitted to be eaten, while tar shenol minatame asabachil. A kosher animal born from a non-kosher animal is forbidden, because shayetim minatame tame vayetim minatar tar. The offspring of a non-kosher animal are forbidden, and the offspring of a kosher animal are permitted, as the Gemara explains, zil basar ime, we go according to its mother. And the Chum derived this halacha from the pasuk in Parsha Shemini, which states, ach ezel lo teichlu, mimale hageru umimafrise haparsa, es hagamol, tame hu lechem. The pasuk implies, there's an animal that although it has two kosher signs, it is nevertheless forbidden to be eaten. And this must refer to the case of tar shenol b'natame, a kosher animal that was born from a non-kosher animal. However, the pasuk does not refer to the reverse case of tame hanol b'natar, a non-kosher animal born from a kosher animal, because the pasuk concludes, gamal tamehu. The exclusive word hu teaches hu tame, vein tame hanol b'natar tame elatar. Only a camel born from a camel is forbidden, but a camel born from a kosher animal is permitted. The Gemara cites a brayse in which Reb Shimon disagrees and holds tameh hanol ben hatar aser, a non-kosher animal born from a kosher animal is forbidden because gamal shnei pam. The isur gamal is repeated twice, once in Parsha Shemini and again in Parsha Sirei to teach echad gamal hanol ben hagamala the echad gamal hanol ben hapar. All camels, regardless of whether they were born from a camel or from a kosher animal, are forbidden. While the Chum hold that gamal is needed to teach chad lesser atzmai v'chad lesser chalboi, both the meat and milk of a non-kosher animal are forbidden. While Reb Shimon's source for chalav tamei aser is from the words es hagamal, the word es adds the iso chalav. While the Chum esem le darshi, they do not darshan the word es. The Gemara proceeds and asks, why do we need a source for chalav tamei aser? We already know this from the pasuk el hatameim lechem. Lesser tziron, v'reitvin, v'kibish alehen, all products of a non-kosher animal are forbidden. The Gemara offers two explanations. According to the opinion of dam neker benasa chalav, that a woman does not experience regular dam nidus after birth, because the blood changes into milk, we would have thought, hoil de behemet tahir nami chidishu, be behemet temeya nami lishteri. Since the heter of milk from a kosher animal is a novel halacha, because even though it comes from dam, it is nevertheless permitted, therefore even milk from a tame animal should be permitted. Kamash Malan, therefore the Chachamim, Reb Shimon, needed the Pasuk to teach otherwise that Chalav Tamei Asra. And according to the opinion of Evereha Misparken Hemer, that a woman does not experience regular Dam Nidus after birth because her limbs become distressed, but milk does not come from Dam, we would have thought, Hel de Behemet Tahirin Nami Chedishu, Dha Chalav Ki Ever Menachai Hu Bishari, Vehilka Chavila Behemet Tamei Lishteri. Since the hetter of milk from a kosher animal is a novel halacha because even though it comes from a live animal, which generally is an iser even in a chai, it is nevertheless permitted. Therefore, even milk from a tamei should be permitted. Kamash malan, therefore the Chacham Reb Shimon needed the pasuk to teach otherwise that chalav tamei aser. And the Gemara proceeds with a discussion of the source for chalav tahar mutter, that the milk of a kosher animal is indeed permitted. The Gemara first rejects the following two sources. Since the Torah forbids eating milk cooked with meat, it implies that milk alone is permitted. This, however, cannot be the source, because perhaps perhaps milk alone is forbidden only in consumption, but is permitted in other benefits. Therefore, the Torah needed to teach that milk cooked with meat is forbidden in all benefits. Since the Torah forbade the milk of a carbon that was redeemed, and this would imply the milk of a regular kosher animal is permitted. This cannot be the source either, because perhaps the chulin aser b'chilav b'shar b'hanah, the kachim b'hanah nami aser. The milk of a non-carbon is forbidden only in consumption, but is permitted in other benefits. Therefore, the Torah needed to teach that the milk of a carbon is forbidden in all benefits. Therefore, the Gemara concludes with three possible sources. The pasuk in Sefer Shmuel states, "V'saseres charitzei hachalav eila tavi l'sahar alaf." Yishai told his son David to bring cheese to the battlefield. And this was obviously for achila and not for schera, for selling, because the people on the battlefield are not engaged in commerce. Or the pasuk in Parashat Shemai states, "El eretz tevur rechava, el eretz zavus cholav edvash." Eretz Yisrael is praised as the land that flows with milk and honey. And obviously the milk is mutar b'achila, because otherwise, mishtabech lan krab midi d'leichazi, the pasuk would not praise Eretz Yisrael with something that is not fit for consumption. The pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya states, "L'chush tevur v'achlu," yain v'chalav, clearly stating that it is mutar b'achila.